It's a Friday night in Baton Rouge at a local Mexican restaurant. Mariachi Jalisco plays La Cucaracha to a family as they dine on enchiladas, crunchy tacos, and fajitas. The waiter passes by to check on drinks. The band finishes their song and the patrons clap. When Mariachi Jalisco isn't playing over restaurant tables, the band plays at Mexican weddings, church masses, or parties. But the crowd at those events would expect a different set of songs than popular hits like La Macarena that get American restaurant patrons dancing in their chairs. Years before Mariachi Jalisco showed up on the scene, the two bands that could be counted on as mariachis were in Houston and New Orleans. But the New Orleans band was deported 2 years ago. Now Mariachi Jalisco is filling a void. Veronica Montalvan, who moved from the Mexican state of Veracruz to Louisiana in 2000, says the band plays well, but she's angry about their limited repertoire.
They need to learn more because it's embarrassing. They know Volver, Volver, Las Mañanitas, and Mariachi Loco. But we have other traditional Mexican songs that are absolutely necessary to know. And if they want to make a living doing this, then they have a moral and ethical obligation to learn them.
Montalvan says Mariachi Jalisco is performing the same handful of songs they were playing when they formed a year ago. For the most part, the members of the band knew each other from Cuba. Yoismel Gonzalez, the violinist, says they started playing ranchera in Cuba because there was a market for the music there.
My whole life I wanted to play salsa, but well, because financially I started to play this music, and eventually after a while I started liking it. Because the words of the music that, you know, this with the music we play, it's so deep, and you can listen, you can use it for any occasion, and even partying, misas, that, you know, it's like go to church and do weddings and stuff. It's interesting to play this kind of music. So I started to like it, and finally I started to kind of love it too.
There has been a trend in Cuba to play ranchera music. There are even mariachi festivals there. Eder Martinez plays trumpet for the band. He says one of his favorite trumpet players is Mexican. He also says playing Mexican music on the trumpet is difficult and requires constant study. Mexicans here in Baton Rouge who have heard the band say their technique is good, but that they're missing the Mexican spark.
Muy tieso, no sé, o sea, le hace falta el corazón mexicano, ¿verdad?
They seem a little stiff, or I don't know, it's like they're missing the heart. I'm just asking for a Mexican yell, at least.
Still, some, like student Juan Rodriguez of Nuevo León, are just happy to have a local mariachi band to call on.
Es buena música.
It's good music. These days, all music mixes together.
Sometimes Mariachi Jalisco throws a salsa tune into their set. Gonzalez says people tell him he looks good in the charro suit, but by the end of a three-hour gig, he says he's ready to peel off the heavy wool costume.
I always say that I'm a Cuban dressing in a mariachi suit.
Elizabeth Eads, WRKF News.